Our next story takes us to China. When HIV first emerged there decades ago, it was largely transmitted through blood transfusions. China managed to contain that epidemic. Now the country is facing a rising HIV infection rate among gay men. They accounted for about 28% of all new HIV infections in China last year. We have a profile now of one man who's part of that statistic. Our story was reported by Larry Zhou and is told here by Ted Anderson.
Maitian lives in Chengdu with his wife. That's not his real name. He can't use his real name because he's gay and HIV positive.
I was married in 1995. Right before I got married, I started exploring my sexual identity.
Maitian is 47 now, and he's been married for 20 years. That's not unusual for gay men and women in China. Maitian says he always expected to marry a woman and raise a child, and living with a man was out of the question for him.
I think that is only for the privileged. We're just common people. Our parents and our siblings are very concerned about how we lead our family lives.
And when Maitian got married in 1995, being gay was punishable under the crime of hooliganism. That changed 2 years later, and in 2001, homosexuality was removed from the list of mental illnesses in China. These days, there are young gay Chinese who live openly in big cities like Beijing and Shanghai, but they're still a small minority. For Maitian, it wasn't an option. He stayed in his traditional marriage but continued to meet up with men. He says he was a regular at gay bathhouses in Chengdu, where he had unprotected sex.
I thought I got what I wanted. My body feels good, and it didn't cost much.
In 2009, Maitian went in for some minor surgery at a local hospital, which required an HIV test, and he tested positive. Then local health officials pressed him to bring his wife to be tested. She was also HIV positive. Maitian is sure he gave her the virus, but his wife probably doesn't know that.
I shifted the blame to her. Our son was born in 1997 via C-section, and she had to have a blood transfusion. I said it must be from that incident, and she believed it.
Maitian said his wife nearly broke down when she learned she had HIV. And there were moments when she questioned the whole blood transfusion theory.
She said, why did our son test negative for HIV? I said, our son was not breastfed. Our son grew up on formula milk.
Maitian says over the years, his wife has more or less accepted the transfusion explanation. And she never really asked him again how they both became infected. The Chinese government provides free antiretroviral drugs. Maitian and his wife are both on medication now and relatively healthy, but it hasn't been easy.
HIV is not like other diseases. It's a lifetime disease. It takes a great toll on our bodies. I feel very guilty for my family and for my wife. As much as I can, I think I should do more for my family and for her.
But Maitian says he has no plan to tell his wife he's gay. For The World, I'm Ted Anderson.